Hello everyone and welcome to Toronto and BMO Field, home of Toronto FC and the site of MLS Cup 2010. With us today we have members of FC Dallas, the Western Conference champions, head coach Shelis Hyman, who is the MLS Coach of the Year, captain and midfielder Daniel Hernandez, and goalkeeper Kevin Hartman. We'll start with an opening comment from the coach.
Well, I think for FC Dallas, it's wonderful to be here competing for the MLS Cup. And it's great to be in the city of Toronto. And we're looking forward to playing a very good team, Colorado Rapids, who's another great representative of the league. And who would have thought in the beginning of the year that FC Dallas and Colorado Rapids would have been in the championship game? I think it says a lot about both teams. And I know we're playing our best soccer right now. And I know Colorado's playing their best soccer. We're hoping to put on a great display of a quality soccer that represents the MLS.
Great. If you'd like to ask a question, just raise your hand, and I will make eye contact with you and call on you. But there are mics, so if you could wait for the mic to arrive. And if you'd like to ask a question, just raise your hand. Rick, if we could start with Jerry.
Coach, as you kind of mentioned there, I don't think before the season began that too many people would have picked you to be in the MLS Cup final. What went right along the way? What did you guys do in order to get to where you were at the beginning of the season to this point?
Well, I think a big part of it is where we finished up last year. We got things turned up middle of the year. And a big part of turning that was the right personnel and the people who, like Daniel Hernandez, Ugo Amalo, who came onto the team. That really gave great experience and leadership to the team. And we started it off this year. We didn't start off as well as we wanted to. We broke our season into three areas, the first 10, the middle 10, and the last 10. And I thought the first 10 we were okay, wasn't anything great. But the middle 10 of the season, we were outstanding. I think we ended up getting 23 points. We started building confidence. And you know, so much of sports is when things are going well, they continue to go well. And then we were able to come through and get ourselves into the goal that we set for ourselves, which was an MLS playoff opportunity. We looked at Real Salt Lake last year. They beat us by 1 point to get in to the playoffs. We were very disappointed, but then they went on and won the MLS Cup. So we felt like that if we could just get in, we would have that same opportunity.
Okay, we'll go to the second row here on the aisle.
This question's for Danielle and Kevin, I guess. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you two and Ugo are the only guys on the team who've played an MLS Cup before. With that in mind, like what experiences have you learned from these games that you would pass on to the team, and are you telling the guys anything about these experiences?
Well, we're talking about the past. You know, those two guys beat me in the finals that year. Obviously, it's, you know, being fortunate enough to play in MLS Cups. Unfortunately, I haven't won one yet. You know, it's, I think this year's been that much more special for me, being part of FC Dallas. Playing for my hometown, reuniting with my ex-SMU coach, Shelis. And more than anything, the great group of guys we have on this team. I feel like we're more like a family. So this year is that much more special to me, and I hope we can end it off on a good note and lift that trophy on come Sunday.
And I guess from my perspective, I think the things that we instilled as a group in ourselves are the things that have led us to the place that we are now, you know, whether it's being competitive, working hard, respect for your teammates. I just think that we have really kind of come together, and the things that have gotten us this far are the things that are I think, maybe commonalities between this group and other groups that I've been to the championship game with in the past. So certainly I have a ton of respect for the guys that I play with, and I think that we just try to maybe relay maybe a calmness to an otherwise sometimes stretching situation.
Let's go down here in the front row.
Kevin, in the offseason you were contemplating retirement. I believe the fact that you're now playing in an MLS Cup final, can you just talk about the journey of this year?
When I finished up in Kansas City last year, I was pretty excited to have won defensive MVP of the group and of the team, and got called into the national team, and so I felt like I was playing pretty decent soccer, and unfortunately we weren't able to come to terms on a new contract, and so I was sitting home late February and early March, and got a call from SC Dallas, and they asked me if I was interested in coming down, and I was absolutely excited about the idea to continue doing something that I've loved since I was a little kid. I think that this year has been great from a number of different aspects, but when you only lose four times a year and losses are really kind of really make your weeks long, and you've only had to deal with that four times in one year, it means that you've had a good run, a good time, and I think this summer and this fall have been really enjoyable, probably a highlight in my soccer career.
Thank you. Coach Heinemann, you pulled a surprise in the lineup against LA. Do you know your lineup, and are you plotting some sort of surprise maybe for Sunday?
Anybody in Colorado in this room? I think it was a surprise against LA, but LA brought certain problems to us that we had to adjust to, and we knew that if we waited till halftime to make those adjustments, it could be too late. I don't think there's going to be that many surprises that's really available for us. That game against LA may have been the best game of the season for us. And sometimes when you finally get it right, you don't want to be tinkering with it too much. I think one of the problems coaches have in general is sometimes coaches overthink and they overact. And sometimes you forget that it's really the players' game. You know, what you do is you put the players on the field that you think are the best at the time and let them carry it on. And I've seen a lot of times where, myself included, we tinkered with things and it only made it worse. So I don't think there'll be too many changes.
You gonna tinker with your wardrobe?
Tinker with my wardrobe. I think that would be foolish to do.
Right in the middle.
Coach, you talked earlier about how LA posed some specific problems for you. When you look at Colorado, what kinds of things do you see, and what kinds of problems are they going to pose for you on Sunday?
Yeah, they're a very solid team. Obviously, no one gets to this level unless they're playing great soccer, and they got all their players in positions, and I think they're completely solid. I think where the problem is going to come is their two attackers. Omar Cummings, who's playing extremely well, very, very athletic, very quick, a good finisher of the ball. You know, he'll bring problems to us just with his pure speed and his runs. And if you'll notice, if you watch any of their games in the past, they try to get him a lot of the balls on transition or on a counterattack, quick turnovers. And then Casey is so strong and so physical in the air and great experience that he'll bring us some problems. So those two, I think, are probably the best two tandem strikers in the league that are playing right now. Then when you go and look at their harder team, Paolo Mastroianni and Jeff Lorenzovic, I mean, they are solid blue-collar players that win every ball in the midfield. And they just basically grind it out. They make it a very difficult day for David Ferreira's, Dax McCarty's, and Danielle. They will make it a difficult day. And then their defense, I think, with Marvell, with his pure athleticism, speed, his jumping ability, and Drew Moore, I think those two guys, if you know, are going to be solid, and you look at their spine and their team, from their strikers, midfield, to their center backs, they're a very, very solid team. It'll be hard to break down. And the rest of the players are good players as well. They'll get forward. Kamara, you know, scored a good goal the other day. But he's just a load of energy, and he plays on both sides of the ball, and he can cause a lot of problems for you as well. So I think we're facing, from goalkeeper to the striker, a solid team, which you would expect.
Again in the middle.
Sorry. Go there next.
Yeah, this is for Daniel and Kevin. Talk about what David Ferreira has meant to the team this year.
I mean, he's been unbelievable for us. Obviously in our eyes, is definitely MVP, not only on our team, but for the league. And, I think for us to be successful, he needs to have a great game, and I think it showed throughout the year. And not only talent-wise, but I think he's done an amazing job on playing every single game of the season. And not only playing every game of the season, but I think he's been 100% in every game of the season, and that is in itself is amazing. He's a guy that obviously is an attacking-style player, but he helps out. His work rate is unbelievable. He helps us out on the defensive side of the ball. And obviously in practice, he's a great practice player. Great practice player, which you can't ask much more than that. And more than anything, I mean, he's a great person. Great guy, great teammate. So, I mean, he has MVP written all over him. So he's been unbelievable for us and definitely one of the main keys to our success this year.
I think that he's a hardworking, honest leader on our team. He's somebody that can link the field from the defense to the offense and from side to side. He's the guy that we'll give the ball to, and no matter if he has a man on his back or not, we have that much confidence in him. We really see him creating the game for us. And that's not to say that we can't do it in other ways, but for some reason he always finds his way into it, even if he's got a man on him. And so we look to him with confidence. I know that he frustrates the opposition in practice. I know the guys just kind of quit trying to take the ball from him because it's pretty difficult. You know, his first two steps are very good. He's very strong. Danielle alluded to the fact that he's played in 30 games, so his athleticism and his durability is very good. So he's somebody that we're happy to have on his team. And I'll just reiterate and say that he's been MVP caliber this year. He's been great.
Go to Derek.
I thought of this question for Kevin, but if anybody else wants to throw in, please do. MVP award is going to go to an attacking player, but I assume to you, Kevin, defenders are pretty important too. Can you explain the importance of defenders and maybe why they get no love?
You know, I mean, it's a group of players that I have a ton of respect for. You know, obviously they're going to be putting their head into situations and diving to make blocks on stuff. They're very, very competitive. It's a lot of work to make sure you're prepared ahead of time, so there's a lot of movement and analyzing of the field that goes on. And I guess it's just one of those things where there's those glory positions, you know, and the defender doesn't happen to always be that, but I think the people that really understand the game recognize very solid defenders, and I've been very fortunate this year to play with, I mean, a group of 8 to 10 defenders that have been unbelievable. I think guys have kind of cycled in and out of our lineup who deserve to be starting or have the ability to be starting, maybe not deserving, because we have the top four that are they're even head and shoulders above that group. So I've had the opportunity to play again with Ugo Himelu, who is I've always had a ton of respect for his athleticism, but his ability to listen and work together with the other defenders is something that I hold very highly.
Bueno, primeramente para nosotros creo que estamos bien preparados. Es obvio que venimos de un partido muy importante que acabamos de ganar la conferencia. Contra un gran equipo como el Galaxy, no estamos sobreconfiados, pero preparados, enfocándonos en el partido que es el partido más importante de todo el año. Ya hicimos historia para este club, pero vamos por más. Esto no se ha terminado. Como te digo, este es el partido más importante de muchos de las carreras de muchos de los chavos de este equipo. Sabemos que va a ser un partido muy difícil contra Colorado, que es un gran equipo. Ellos también merecen estar aquí. Es obvio de los delanteros que tienen, van a ser unas bestias allá arriba que nos van a complicar el partido, pero yo creo que estamos bien preparados para jugar nuestro fútbol. Es lo más importante que hemos hecho todo el año, enfocándonos en nuestra parte, en nuestro fútbol, nuestro estilo de fútbol, y ojalá que podamos poner el partido el domingo. Y sobre David Ferreira, sin duda es MVP de la liga para nosotros, en mi vista. Él ha sido la clave de este equipo y yo creo que con el trabajo que él ha hecho, ojalá que viene 100% para el domingo, porque va a ser muy importante para este equipo que podamos levantar el título.
Thanks, Chalice and Danielle. You guys have really deep Dallas roots. Maybe FC Dallas hasn't had really deep Dallas roots, even though the club's been around since the beginning. I was wondering how much this means to you in terms of trying to finally get this franchise to turn the corner in its own market. I sometimes wonder if a lot of us have more respect for you guys than maybe the people of your own hometown do. What's it going to take to sort of get some traction there, and how important is Sunday to making that happen? Thanks.
Well, thank you for that. I mean, obviously, for years, I've kept up with Dallas. I mean, that's like my hometown. It's been no secret that I've tried to get back to Dallas for years since I left college. And I think it's all just played out perfectly for me. I mean, this is the exact reason why I wanted to be home, to have the success for this club, to take this franchise to a different level. You know, obviously, your hometown, you want that to be the best club in the country. And I've said for years that what the club needed to do was bring Shellis Hyman in. And I mean, there's, I know this, he's here and I'm saying that, but I've honestly felt that, and I've had 100% confidence that he was a man for the job. Not only, you know, his coaching standpoint, but to lift this whole franchise as a club, you know, from top to bottom. I think the Hunts have obviously done a great job in bringing him in. And I think everything else has fallen in place. We finally have great group of guys on the field, and I know that's sometimes where it starts to get that notoriety. And for me, it's just that much more special for me because it's my hometown. It's my hometown. This is where I wanted to be. You know, it feels like I have a sense of responsibility for the city of Dallas and the city of Tyler, which is nearby, my true hometown where I was born, and a responsibility to the Hunt family. I think they deserve a winning franchise. And obviously to my family and friends that have been following me for years and are finally able to see us up close in person. So it's not a pressure to me. I feel like a sense of responsibility that is, you know, I need to do everything I can to make this club and this team successful.
Shellis, did you want to address that as well?
Well said, Danielle. You know, we love Dallas. We love the people in Dallas. We grew up there. I've been there for 26 years at SMU. Clark Hunt played for me at SMU. And when he came to me and gave me this wonderful opportunity, it was, we need your help. Now, that's a heavy load. We need your help. And I embraced the opportunity. I thank him for the opportunity, but more importantly, I really thank him for giving me the time. You know, I think you see the coaches' changes throughout the league, and we can't do things on a very quick schedule because you need to get players in that not only buy into what you're saying and what you're doing, but they help you with their leadership. And it would mean tremendous for Dallas, for FC Dallas to come home with an MLS Cup. It would be tremendous for the 240,000 youth players that are playing in the city and in the Metroplex, because I think it brings complete pride to our community, and I think it also opens an opportunity for people to say, one day I hope to be part of that FC Dallas team.
Okay, unfortunately, we are out of time, but I want to thank our guests from FC Dallas for joining us, and